Mark Cox. Catch anything you missed today by getting the show podcast at 971talk.com.
We have no idea what they have in mind other than to create an environment of intimidation just by claiming that perhaps we might be subject to arrest. But there's no reason for it. Nothing happened other than the chaos that they created themselves.
That is a New York congresswoman who was one of the ones, along with some New Jersey folks, trying to force their way into an ICE facility. And ICE said all you had to do was call and schedule it. But seemed sort of like they were trying to get some media attention. And that certainly happened. What is the fallout from it? We're lucky enough to have Chad Pergram with us from Fox News this morning. Chad, thanks for giving me a minute.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So what's the House Speaker had to say about what's going on with this New Jersey situation in the ICE facility?
Well, we asked House Speaker Mike Johnson yesterday about this, and he says it was something that they would look into and try to see if there's a, quote, appropriate response. What would happen here on Capitol Hill is unclear. I talked to a couple of sources who might have some say about this, who said they want to see, first of all, if the Department of Justice might prosecute some of the members there, in particular LaMonica McIver, who is the Democratic representative from New Jersey, who there was an accusation that she shoved or even body slammed, that's the term that was used, a federal agent. McIver denies that, says, look at the videotape. That's not what happened. I should say that it's very hard to prosecute members of Congress unless they do something that's totally egregious. Like there's something called the speech or debate clause in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 6, which says in the conduct of your congressional duties, you can't be arrested. In other words, the founders were very concerned that people who had different views than other people, or maybe they would be a key vote, they would go and intercept them and conduct mischief in that sense. So if you're, you know, going through congressional oversight, and if you look at a 2024 statute, it's pretty clear that they can just show up at these facilities unannounced and request a tour or to go through or do whatever they need to do. That's very clear. But could there be action here by the Department of Justice? As I say, if you have in fact committed a crime, a bona fide crime, you did assault somebody, you shot somebody, you were driving drunk, these things have nothing to do with Congress, they can arrest you. But I've been told that they want to see what the DOJ does first, and then they might try to take action here, whether or not there would be a congressional investigation. They could refer them to the Ethics Committee, or maybe they'd try to sanction them on the floor, maybe with a reprimand or censure or something of that nature.
Yeah, I've watched the video of her in the red suit. She kind of stood out from the crowd. If I was watching a hockey game, I might have described it as sort of a hip check. I don't think she hurt the guy, but there's no doubt she bodied him a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And that's the determination they have to make. Yeah. And again, does the DOJ, based on, you know, what I've told you about the Constitution, really want to go down that road? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the Democratic representative from New York, had said if ICE or the border czar Tom Homan or Kristi Noem, the Homeland Security Secretary, if they, you know, start laying a hand, her words here, and Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader, said as much Friday night, on members of Congress, they're going to have, her word, a problem.
Yeah, I see that. And this is not probably unlike what we saw outside of some of those ICE detention facilities along the border during Donald Trump's first term. That's when AOC kind of made her name down there by crying outside of the gate, correct?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, she was a freshman in 2018, and so that's something that they were looking at closely. And so whether or not, she has obviously, she's outspoken, she's a progressive. The problem for the Democrats is, this the person that they really want out front for them that's making the attention, or dying on this hill dealing with, you know, persons who are being detained by ICE and even at a facility that holds people from MS-13, allegedly.
That's what's so odd to me, is it seems like for many of these Congress members, this is the hill they want to die on. I heard an interview that Katie Couric was actually doing with Adam Kinzinger, and he was like, oh, yeah, I had no idea that it was illegal. If the feds come knocking on your door asking if you're housing an illegal, if the person's actually there, I didn't know it was illegal to say, you know, oh, no one's here.
Yeah, and that's going to be the issue for the Democrats. You know, they're trying to reach moderates and independents. This probably plays very well with the progressives, who are very upset that the Democrats weren't fighting enough. So it probably works, you know, to shore up your base in that sense, if there's a political calculus behind this. But on the other score, if you're trying to court people in rural Missouri, you know, there used to be members of Congress who were Democrats in other parts of the state besides St. Louis and Kansas City. That doesn't really exist now. Or other places in the Midwest, it just doesn't happen.
Yeah. Chad, on a separate issue real quick, I saw where they've done a markup. Is that correct on the big, beautiful bill?
They're doing that in two committees today, the Energy and Commerce Committee, which will be asked to cut $880 billion, which some of that gets into entitlements, in particular Medicaid, and then also the Ways and Means Committee that deals with tax policy. That's going to be the big issue here today on Capitol Hill, besides the issue that I've been dealing with here. So yeah. I'm probably going to have to jump here in just a minute, unfortunately.
I'll let you go then. Chad Pergam, we always appreciate your time, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, he always accommodates us. He called us ahead of time and warned us that he might get into the interview late. And then he got into the interview early, and then he had to leave early. So Big Fox needed him to go do a hit, which is kind of who pays his salary. So I understand that.
You weren't sending him a check from
your
personal bank account?
No. Maybe I'll buy him a jet or something. You know,
yeah, to try to compete with the $400 million jet.
Get this breaking news that just happened, and we can talk more about this once we get Wiggins in here in a minute. Exclusive story in Axios right now. Quoting Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson, the book on Joe Biden that's just come out called Original Sin. Here's the headline. Exclusive. Biden aides discussed wheelchair use if he were reelected, new book says.
Oh, my gosh.
So they already knew inside what a physical and mental wreck this guy was. His physical deterioration was so severe in 23 and 24, advisors privately discussed the possibility that he would need a wheelchair if he won re-election. This is according to the Jake Tapper, Alex Thompson book that is now out. It comes out on May 20th. So they're starting to release bits and pieces of it to ramp up people's desire to read it, I guess. Wow. They didn't want him to use it during his re-election campaign, but they saw it coming. There you have it. All right, coming up, we'll get to Ryan Wiggins, host of Wiggins America. Stay tuned.